Hey, let me tell you, every year, right after the Saturday after Columbus Day, my church, and I had to qualify this because my guest is a friend, a brother from my church. And if you heard me all week long talking about the Lord's Acre auction, that's coming up this Saturday. As a matter of fact, it's the 64th annual Lord's Acre auction and sale. And I inartfully described it as a ginormous yard sale on crack. It is big, gigantic. It's just like you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't believe it. And they have it every year. And I decided this year that I was going to be a partisan and invite my good friend and brother, Ed Gardner, to the show to talk about the Lord's Acre auction sale and the North Chatham United Methodist Church and himself. And he can actually talk about me, too, if he wants to. So, Ed, what do you got to say for yourself?
Well, good morning, Philip, and good morning to all of your listeners out there. Isn't it fun to be listening to one of the region's more talked-about morning show hosts, Phil Graham? But this is not about Philip this morning. This is about those North Chatham Methodists in North Chatham, New York, going after it again. Philip said it was 64 years, and he well knows that some years it feels like we've been 64 years doing this. But once again, the Saturday after Columbus Day weekend, we come alive and the tents are up and the people are grinning and the leaves are painted perfectly for you, and it should be an exciting Saturday with our Lord's Acre and tent sale. We've had a Methodist church presence in North Chatham for over 175 years, and for 64 of those years we've been trying to wear ourselves out by putting up tents, plus or minus five or six tents, and putting up some food tents, and then filling all of those tents with exciting things. We start off from 8:30 in the morning, and we go to 3:30 this Saturday, the 13th, and we have breakfast foods now and coffee for those who are getting an early presence before we open at 8:30. You can get in line with some food and coffee, and the tents that I spoke about are quite exciting just individually. We've broken them down to different areas. You can go into a clothing tent or a clothing room and find both men and women's clothing, children clothing, shoes, handbags, jewelry, all very well organized, well displayed. And if we listen loud enough, maybe we could even get this train guy going
well,
by the engineer.
This is the special here that we have. And I always have something queued up for the few minutes when that train is passing by, because I am familiar with WGXE. I often wonder why we don't have a deal with the CXX since they get so much free advertising on our station. So how did this idea come about? Was this I guess it was 64 years ago, and you're only in your 20s, so you probably don't know how it happened.
You need new batteries for your calculator there, Philip Grant, but it seems that one of the church parishioners about 64 years ago had some leftover product from some rooms that he used to rent out for storage, and when the people didn't choose to pick it up, he offered it to the church, and that was the beginning of us making about $5,000 that year and putting it towards paint and keeping the upkeep and the heat that year, and it's just grown every year, and now we have 100-foot-long tents, almost like circus size, and we have smaller tents, of course, but they all get filled. They're all well-lit, and you can shop if it does sprinkle or get windy. You can be out of the rain, and it's all table-presented, so you can see it. And for those of you who like to bend over, some of the best finds are underneath those tables, so don't be bashful and poke and peek. We encourage that. And I was talking about the clothing tent, mentioning that you can make a dollar bill go a long way in that clothing tent. besides the clothing, men and women's and children and shoes and the handbags and jewelry, you'll just be able to dress yourself for this winter and have a lot of money left over in your wallet. Makes it fun to go shopping again.
And the thing that when I first came out here and joined the church, the thing that I kind of liked about the the thing that really makes it so much fun is the way things are priced. Tell the folks how that's done.
Well, we have a 100-foot-long tent that has us divided into three areas. We have children's toys and sporting goods and children's games and baby strollers in one part of that tent, and another part is an electrical tent where essentially anything that you could plug into the wall is sold. And then the third one, the one that I think Philip is titillating us about, is called the Make an Offer Tent.
Yes.
Some of the best horse thieves in Columbia County probably settled in there once in a while. And if they didn't settle, they learned some pretty good tricks, because everything is laid out, mostly housewares and some paintings, some men's tools, and just odds and ends that you would have in your home. And you basically get a little bag to carry around with you, and you bring it up, and we give you a suggested price zone, and then we discuss how much you'd like to give us for it.
And then the bargaining begins.
And people have been very, very thoughtful, typically because the prices are so fair that it's hard to have to bargain, but occasionally that happens. But that's good old-fashioned shopping. Only in the country can that happen anymore. And when Philip said that this was like a big garage sale, we like to think of it as a department store, but we use tents rather than buildings.
Exactly. And it goes on forever and ever. And this year, I noted that you've really gone way out there. You have a boat?
We not only have one boat, because it's been pretty wet this year, so we didn't want anybody to get stuck in the mud if they couldn't get home. So we not only have a motorboat, but we also have a sailboat that we're putting up into our auction. Our auction starts this year at 10:30 in the morning, and coffee is available, of course, as well as those breakfast sandwiches. And we have a 50-horsepower Evinrude engine on a motor, a 16-foot boat, fishing or water skiing boat, and it's on one of those nice classic Grumman trailers where they really use the real full-size wheels, not those Tinker Toy tires. So that's pretty exciting. And had somebody telling me the other day that these engines alone, new, now sell for $9,000, and the trailer is about $3,000. So I think we'll start the bidding off at about $1,000 or $1,500, and hope that we can build that to what it needs to be.
And who will be your auctioneer this year?
I'm going to block his name,
But
he's a local man, and every time he gets mentioned, most people know him except for your speaker here.
Well, he's very good. I enjoyed him last year.
He's been at this for a while, and he has as much fun as the crowd, and I believe he's from the Niverville, Valencia area, and he's kind to people's purse strings, but helpful to the church's budget. that boat I was talking about, not everybody likes to use motorboats, so we've evened out the kitty this year by having a 14-foot sailboat with its sail, and that's going to be a nice opportunity for somebody that likes to do some self-propulsion movement on the water's way. And also the other big item in our auction this year under this auction tent, which starts at 10:30, is a table saw with a half horsepower motor to it, and those are some of the bigger items. But we always have people come for what is a tent full of household furniture and sofas, bed frames, bureaus, chairs, mirrors. I think
lamps
we have
galore.
Lamps galore. A chainsaw this year, and usually the auction goes for 3 or 4 hours. So lots of things. We start collecting this in May. We have half of a dairy barn, no longer used by the cows, but we fill that with things that we pick up in the greater North Chatham area, the men's group, and we start collecting that on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And so that's all been brought out, and we clean it up, and some nice antique-y things. for those who like to have collectibles. We even have some old trunks that belong to a Mr. Benedict from Old Chatham. They've been around the world. They're very classy looking. You might be wondering who Mr. Benedict is. Well, I hope you're not eating Eggs Benedict this morning, because that's the same man we're talking about. So some very classic, artful things in this auction tent. And you could pretty well set up your house with many of the things that people have us help to move. Lots of china cabinets this year, and music stands, and wall systems for your music. And as long as I'm talking about households, I shouldn't be remiss in mentioning our linen tent, where people come and find house sheets and blankets and coverings and towels. We also have a lot of wicker baskets in that room, and they're sharing their space again this year with a lot of holiday items. So if you like to get decorations for any of the major holidays throughout the year, particularly with Christmas coming up, there's lots of things for being an opportunity in that space. And finally, just to make Philip sit quietly for a few more minutes, we have a book tent that people line up for some delightful choices of books, hardcover and paperbacks. We have some great readers and some great minds in the Columbia County area. No surprise to your listeners, Philip, but we have a lot of books that you might not even see in your typical independent bookstore. So, but tapes as well, and DVDs in that space. So just filled with opportunities. We haven't left you starving, by the way. We have a food tent outside this year as well as inside. We have some chicken noodle soup this year that people are already talking about, and some egg salad sandwiches and a variety of foods. So we'll feed you, we'll entertain, we'll stimulate your mind, and you'll meet some of the nicest people that you'll have said you'd met this year working there, your neighbors. It's like a true fall harvest where people come together, and the harvest is as much about the food you eat as well as the people whose lives you get to know and who you visit with, and just some good old-fashioned conversation. The 4-H works there. Our church, the North Chatham United Methodist Church, is a sponsor of our local 4-H club as well as a Boy Scout troop. Both of those young group members work at the auction or in the book tent. And you want to meet some nice young people who are really making a commitment in this world to step forward, come on out and meet some of these young people. They also run a lemonade stand. We have some of the youngest entrepreneurs running a lemonade stand from about 5-6 years of age right on up. Some of the cutest young people you'll ever meet, future Dairy Queen princesses, I'm sure, but they are out there. And all this summer, they worked every Saturday at the clothing barn, and they offered, as opposed to being asked, to give all their money to Heifer International or some of the different charities that our church supports. So these young people definitely have their minds focused in the right place.
Okay, if you just tuned in, I'm talking with Ed Gardner. He is here representing the United Methodist Church in North Chatham. And they are having an event called the Lord's Acre Sale, but it's actually, it's indescribable. Ed's ran off the, it would be impossible for him to actually name everything that's going to be for sale. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of food. And most of all, I love the, what is the name of that tent? The ask it.
Make an offer tent, Philip.
The make the offer tent.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the wagony tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I must take a trip to California and leave my poor sweetheart alone. If he has a dog, he won't be lonesome. And and the doggy will have a good home. How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale. I read in the paper.
Now, no, they will not have a doggy for sale. But in my show prep, I got lazy. I just couldn't find the appropriate song. That was Patti Page. And so finally, North Chatham, if you don't know, is gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. And as a matter of fact, it was just recently designated a historical site, the town, I believe. So there's plenty of facilities and parking. So in closing, Ed, I just want you to tell us about where it is, the address, and, you know, so forth and so on.
All right, Philip. Well, again, thank you for having me onto your show today. You mentioned that there's off-road parking, free off-road parking. We also have a lot of plumbing facilities there. We have the porta-potties, so don't worry about spending too much time there. Just come on down. All roads this Saturday lead to North Chatham off of on Route 203 or right in the village, the main section of town, hard to miss, North Chatham, New York, the United Methodist Church. Come and be a part of what's about 1,500 people, 1,500 people usually come to this. It's a great event. It's from 8:30 this Saturday to 3:30. Food, excitement. There's also an antique room where you can come in and find some great paintings or some wonderful artifacts to fill your shelves. It's a lot of fun. Some great people, community and church members, young and old, coming to better just to be part of the Lord's Acre on Saturday.
Okay. Thank you very much, Ed Gardner from the North Chatham United Methodist Church, talking about the Lord's Acre auction sale, which is coming up on this Saturday the 13th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.